奉献给
本命家主。
Today, Bap Dada is seeing his sweetest and loveliest children from everywhere. Everyone is giving their remembrance with a lot of love. They have so much love for just the father. This love from God is only received at this time. Each child is lost in love. The father is also giving every child the response of his or her love. Wah, children, wah. Wah. Whether personally in front of the father or far away, each child is merged in the father's heart. The song, "Who else would love me this much?" is playing in each child's heart. The song, "Who else would love me this much?" is playing in each child's heart. This soul conscious love, between the father and children is such that it makes each child detached from the body and loved by the father. And only at this time is this love received by the children, and only at this time is this love received by the children. This love makes you children into something great from what you were. This love makes you children into something great from what you were. This love is received in only this one birth. This love is received in only this one birth. Seeing the children's love, the father also becomes merged in the children's love. Seeing the children's love. Today, Bap Dada is seeing three types of fortune on the forehead of each child. One is the fortune One is the fortune of the inheritance received from the form of the father. One is the fortune of the inheritance received from the form of the father. The second is the fortune of elevated teachings from the form of the teacher. The second is the fortune of elevated teachings from the form of the teacher. The third is the fortune of blessings from the form of the Satguru. The third is the fortune of blessings from the form of the Satguru. Each one's forehead is sparkling with these three types of fortune. Each one's forehead is sparkling with these three types of fortune. Bap Dada is also pleased to see his fortunate children. Bap Dada is also pleased to see his fortunate children. Whether you are sitting personally in front of him or far away, whether you are sitting personally in front of him or far away, you are close in his heart. You are close in his heart. Such love between the children and the father is only received at this time of the whole cycle. Such love between the children and the father is only received at this time of the whole cycle. You are giving the experience of this love to others too. You are giving the experience of this love to others too. Now, some people think, some people think
Brahmanamatma.
Now, some people think that you Brahmin souls have found something. Now, some people think that you Brahmin souls have found something. What you have received, what you have received is continuing to become clear to them. What you have received is continuing to become clear to them. Now, what does the father want from his children? What does the father now want from you children? So, what does the father now want from you children? The father always hopes that each child The father always hopes that each child becomes equal to the father. The father always hopes that each child will become equal to the father. Just as Father Brahma became victorious, in the same way, every child should always be victorious. Just as Father Brahma became victorious, in the same way, every child should always be victorious. What did Father Brahma do for this to become victorious? So what did Father Brahma do for this? Follow the Father. So what Father Brahma did for this, you follow the Father. What Father Brahma did for this, you follow the Father. So while taking every step, all of you have to do that. So what did Father Brahma do this? Did Father Brahma do this? So while taking every step, all of you should also first of all have to check, did Father Brahma do this? Even while knowing that a particular child was weak, in his effort, and in his service, so in spite of knowing that he was weak, in his effort and in his service, he had even more feelings. He had even more feelings of mercy and benevolence for those who were weak. Bap Dada says to all the children, similarly have pure feelings and good wishes. Similarly, have pure feelings and good wishes, and with the vision of mercy and benevolence, be cooperative to each brother and sister of your family. Bap Dada told you earlier too that in the subject of love, each and every child. Has passed according to his capacity. It is because of love that you are moving forward. seeing the children's love, seeing the children's love, the father is pleased. So the father is pleased seeing the children's love. Because of the subject of love, because of the subject of love, each child is moving along number wise. Because of the subject of love, each child is moving along number wise. Bab Dada now wants a sacrifice made out of love. Now Bab Dada wants a sacrifice made out of love. You have love for the father, and so what sacrifice are you going to make? You have love for the father, and so what sacrifice are you going to make? You have, of course, understood what Bab Dada wants. You have, of course, understood what Bab Dada wants. You do understand what Bab Dada wants, is it not? You do understand what Bab Dada wants, do you not? Do you understand? Nod if you understand. So do you understand? Then do you have the courage to do that? Do you have the courage for that? Raise your hand if you say you have courage. Do you have courage? Acha. So when the children have courage, the father's help is always there. When the children have courage, the father's help is always there. In the result that Bab Dada has seen until now, in terms of complete purity, even waste thoughts is a seed of impurity. In terms of complete purity, even waste thoughts is a seed of impurity. So Bab Dada saw that the majority of you still have the sanskar of having waste thoughts. Bab Dada saw that the majority of you still have of you still have the sanskar of having waste thoughts. One is waste thoughts. One is waste thoughts. So one is waste thoughts. And the other is wasting time. One is waste thoughts and the other is wasting time. This is even now visible in the majority of you children. This is even now visible in the majority of you children. The basis of waste thoughts is your mind. The basis of waste thoughts is your mind, which doesn't allow you to become Manmanabhav. The basis of waste thoughts is your mind, which doesn't allow you to become Manmanabhav. Bap Dada has been giving you this signal for a long time. Bap Dada has been giving you this signal for a long time that whatever is going to happen is going to happen suddenly. So Bap Dada has given you this signal for a long time that whatever is going to happen will happen suddenly. In terms of something happening suddenly, in terms of something happening suddenly, Bap Dada checked that the majority of you children have the sanskar of having waste thoughts. That majority of you children have the sanskar of having waste thoughts. Since Father Brahma became victorious over having waste thoughts and wasting his time, since Father Brahma became victorious over having waste thoughts and wasting his time, and became karmati, you have to follow the father. You have to follow the father. बाप दादा 100 that the mind Bab Dada saw that the mind is your creation. Bab Dada saw that the mind is your creation, that you are the creator of your mind. That you are the creator of your mind. And so, you control the mind. And so, you control the mind. You are the master with the controlling power and ruling power of the mind. You are the master, you are the masters with the controlling power and ruling power of the mind. But nevertheless, nevertheless, your mind still deceives you. But nevertheless, the mind still deceives you somehow. Somehow, it is your creation. You say it is mine, no? You say my mind. So it is mine, that's what you say, don't you? However, because of not having enough controlling power, it deceives you. Your mind deceives you because you don't have enough controlling power over it. The mind is also said to be a horse. The mind is also said to be a horse. But you have the reins of Shrimat with you. But you have the reins of Shrimat with you, have you not? You do have these reins, do you not? So, then, if your mind ever takes you to any waste, so if your mind ever takes you to any waste, then by tightening the reins, you can finish the slightest impurity of waste thoughts that still remains. By tightening the reins, you can finish the slightest impurity of waste thoughts that still remains. Become a master of your mind. Just as Father Brahma, become a master of your mind. Just as Father Brahma checked his mind every day. Just as Father Brahma checked his mind every day. In the same way, check your mind every day and finish the waste thoughts. In the same way, check your mind every day and finish your waste thoughts. So today, Bap Dada wants you to. So today, Bap Dada wants you to finish these waste thoughts. So Bap Dada wants you to finish these waste thoughts. There are few bad thoughts, but more waste thoughts. There are few bad thoughts, but more waste thoughts. And these do take up a lot of your time. And these do take these do take up a lot of time of yours. Become a master of your mind and keep your mind so busy. Become a master of your mind and keep yourself so busy that it cannot be attracted to anything else. That it cannot be attracted to anything else. And make the reins slack. So become a master of your mind and keep your mind so busy that it cannot be attracted to anything else and make the reins slack. Is this possible? Is this possible? Today, Bap Dada is giving everyone the thought to finish all waste thoughts. Today, Bap Dada is giving everyone the thought to finish all waste thoughts. Is this possible? Is this possible that you finish all waste thoughts? Those of you who feel that you will finish all waste thoughts, those of you who feel that you will finish all waste thoughts and have a ceremony for this, raise your hands. You have also to. You also have to save your time from being wasted. You have to save both your time and your thoughts from being wasted, because Bap Dada is seeing each one's chart. Because Bap Dada is seeing each one's chart. So what did Bap Dada see in each one's chart? Bap Dada saw this shortcoming. Bap Dada saw this shortcoming in the charts of the majority of you. Only those who are the masters of the mind are to become the masters of the world. So those who become the masters of the mind will become the masters of the world. Just as Father Brahma became a conqueror of his mind and thereby became a master of the world. Just as Father Brahma became a conqueror of his mind and thereby became a conqueror, became a master of the world. So he is now invoking all of you children. And so he is now invoking all of you children. even the advance party is invoking you. Even the advance party is invoking you. You were told, Baba, I told you earlier, that even those of the advance party come to the subtle regions at 4 a.m. So, even those of the advance party come to the subtle region at 4 a.m. And they ask, when will the gates to liberation open? Now, who's going to open these gates? When will the gates to liberation open? Who's going to open these gates? All of you are going to open the gates to liberation, are you not? Your becoming complete means the gate to liberation will open. The gates to liberation will open. Your becoming complete means the gates to liberation will open. Those of the advanced party were having a heart-to-heart conversation with Bab Dada. They were saying, Baba, till when? Till when? So when will the gates of liberation open? So the father is asking you, till when? Till when will the gates to liberation open? So what response should be given those in the front row? Say, till when? You fix a date for every task, do you not? You fix a date for every task, do you not? So when will you fix a date for this task? The task of opening the gate of liberation. Father Brahma is invoking you through his angelic form. Father Brahma is invoking you through his angelic form. Can you tell Baba the date? Can you tell Baba the date? Speak. Are you able to fix the date? Sahib Janki is asking, yeah, you have to tell Baba when the date will be. Are you able to fix the date? Is the date fixed now? Pandava, raise your hand. Have you fixed the date? You haven't?
No.
We are saying, no, we haven't. You haven't? Why? Didi was saying, Baba, Didi is saying, Didi was saying, Baba, we had a deep desire, we have to go home, we have to go home, we have to go home. And Dadi was saying, we have the deep desire, we have to become karmati. So Didi was saying, we have to, when will we have to go home. We have to go home. And Dadi was saying, we have to become karmatip. Yeah, we have the deep desire. We have to become karmatip. We have to become karmatip. All of you have a lot of love for Didi and Dadi, do you not? You have love for everyone, because all of you have love for all those who have gone into the advanced party. Now give a response to their question. Give a response to their question. Therefore now have a heart-to-heart conversation amongst yourselves and prepare a reply. Now have a heart-to-heart conversation amongst yourselves and prepare a reply. Now, right now, each of you has to make a promise to yourself in your mind that each of you has to make a promise to yourself in your mind that you will never allow waste thoughts to enter your mind. That you will never allow waste thoughts to enter your mind. Is this possible? You are saying from now or never. You say this, don't you? Now or never. So at the very least, is everyone making the promise that you will not have any waste thoughts or waste your time? Those who are ready for this, raise your hands. Now or never. Oh, Baba is telling someone, now come here on the stage and note down the names of those who are raising their hands. Baba is saying here. Majority of you have raised your hands. Those who feel that this will take time, it will take time. Raise your hands. No one is saying that it will take time. There are a few who are saying they want some time. A few are raising their hands that they want some time. The birth of Father Brahma took place with the determined thought. The birth of Father Brahma took place with the determined thought. I have to do this. Not that I will think about it. Should I do it or not do it? I have to do it. That was his one determined thought. And that one determined thought of his, created the fortune of so many children. His one thought, I have to do this. So it created the fortune of so many children. One Father Brahma maintained so much courage. He received half his share and he created a sacrificial fire. He created the Brahmins of the Yajna. He created the Brahmins of the Yajna, and now souls from this land and abroad have reached here because of this one determined thought of Father Brahma. The one determined thought of Brahma Baba So what can a determined thought not achieve? So what can a determined thought not achieve? This is one example in front of you, Brahma Baba's example in front of you. You have very good thoughts. We have very good thoughts and they reach the Father. Very good determined thoughts too and they reach the Father, but no, very good thoughts there and they reach the Father, but they lack determination. Thoughts come, but there's no determination in them. So they lack determination. When any situation comes in front of you, that determination reduces. Determination is the key to success. Determination is the key to success. Now, have this thought, today I definitely have to finish all wastage of time and waste thoughts. I definitely have to finish all wastage of time and waste thoughts today. Make this determined thought. When the waste finishes, the treasure of constant elevated thoughts will show wonders. When the waste finishes, the treasure of constant elevated thoughts will show wonders. Bap Dada is pleased that the double foreign children are doing very good double service everywhere. Double foreign children are doing very good double service everywhere. Bap Dada is pleased to see that. One is your own effort and the second is service of other souls. And the second is service of other souls. You have maintained very, very good courage in both of these things. Own effort and service of others. So you have maintained very good courage in both these things and are moving forward. Bap Dada is congratulating you for this double service. Congratulations, congratulations. Bap Dada is pleased to see the double foreign children. Bap Dada is pleased to see the double foreign children. You are progressing, expanding, and are paying very good attention to doing double service. You are progressing, expanding, and paying very good attention to doing double service. Bap Dada is nevertheless giving this signal again. Bap Dada is nevertheless giving this signal again that you have to perform the dance of harmonizing your sanskars with one another. That you have to perform the dance of harmonizing your sanskars with one another. Do not think my center is functioning very well, very good service is taking place. And Baba saying, don't just think like that. Just don't think like that. So, just for since time, this is one family. It is God's family. It is not a worldly family, but God's family. So God's family means to have good wishes and feeling of benevolence for one another. So God's family means to have good wishes and feelings of benevolence for one another. Have the thought for one another. Have the thought for one another. All of us together with one another's company will move forward and with one another's company and will forward and we will move forward and open the gates to liberation and return home together. This is why there should be such an atmosphere at every center that people don't think that there are 8 or 10 people here, but that these 10 are one, that is united. They are not 8 or 10 people, but they are one. That is, they are united. Aksha. Acha. Acha. Whether you are sitting in front of Baba or wherever you may be sitting, but everyone's attention, is on Madhuvan. All are seeing Bap Dada. The majority of you are seeing Bap Dada. Bap Dada, to all the children from everywhere, from everywhere, who remain constantly cheerful, to the constant double effort makers, that is, a double effort maker means those who are making effort for the self and also making effort in service. So those who are such double effort makers and those who have double intoxication and faith. They have double intoxication and faith. To those who constantly stay with the Father. Have feelings of benevolence and pure feelings of mercy. To those who constantly have feelings of benevolence and pure feelings of mercy, Bap Dada is giving. Bap Dada is giving. Giving love and remembrance personally from his heart. So each and every child by name, Baba Dada is giving love and remembrance personally from his heart to each and every child by name. So in those zones, that time there was 7,000 would come from indoor zone. Now also more than that maybe have come from indoor zone in a big gathering, very big. Indoor zone is in central India. This is the heart of India. Okay. Don't forget the thing about finishing always thoughts. Baba is telling them. Don't forget the thing about finishing always thoughts. The record reaches Bap Dada anyway. The record reaches Bap Dada anyway. Bap Dada will see. Bap Dada will see how many intense effort making children there are. And there are also those who increase zeal and enthusiasm in one another and make them move forward. When someone is doing something wrong, even when someone is doing something wrong, you have thoughts of that one's mistake in your mind, that he is doing this or that, or this. He's doing this, he's doing that. So Baba is saying, finish all of this too. He's doing this, he's doing that. Finish all of that too. Instead, give them your cooperation. Give them your elevated feelings. By doing such service, you have to make the whole gathering a gathering of those who have elevated thoughts. At any center, there should not be any other feeling for anyone at the center. There should not be any other feeling for anyone at the center. There should only be good wishes and pure feelings. There should only be good wishes and pure feelings. Is that right? Very good. Together with congratulations, together with congratulations, Bap Dada is also giving all the children love and remembrance from the heart. Love and remembrance from the heart. Okay, Om Shanti. So this was the Murli of 15th. This was the Murli of 19th October 2011. So nearly 12 years ago, 1910-2011. And the essence of the whole body is follow the Father, and like Father Brahma, become victorious over wasting your time and having waste thoughts. Become karmatit and become an instrument to open the gates to liberation. Thank you.
सीजन के पहले टर्न में बाबा के बच्चे कितने प्यार का अनुभव कर रहे हैं, और हमारे सामने अभी खड़ा है मधुर वाणी ग्रुप जो बहुत सुंदर गीत प्रस्तुत करने जा रहे हैं। गीत का बोल है प्रभु मिलन का प्यारा मौसम आया, प्यारा मौसम आया, रूहानी मस्ती में झूमते दिल ने तराना गाया है, ये मिलन कितना प्यारा है। और साथ साथ एक सूचना है सभी टीचर्स बहने ध्यान देंगे, कल प्रातः नाश्ते से पहले सभी टीचर्स बहने ज्ञान मोती में जाएंगे, जहां पर आपको बाबा की बहुत स्नेह भरी टोली मिलेगी। और जिन भाई बहनों ने अभी तक सौगात नहीं ली है, कल प्रातः मूल्य क्लास के बाद नाश्ते से पहले कॉन्फ्रेंस ऑफिस में कॉन्फ्रेंस हॉल में बैठेंगे। जिन भाई बहनों ने अभी तक सौगात नहीं ली है, कल प्रातः मूल्य क्लास के बाद नाश्ते से पहले कॉन्फ्रेंस हॉल में बैठेंगे, वहां पर आपको सौगात मिलेगी। प्यारे बाबा ने हम सबको होमवर्क भी दे दिया कि व्यर्थ से भी बचना है, सबके प्रति कल्याण और शुभ भावना रखनी है। बाबा तो बच्चों को संपन्न बनाना ही चाहते हैं और बच्चे भी बाप से वायदे करते ही रहते हैं। अभी हम सुनेंगे मधुर वाणी ग्रुप के द्वारा एक बहुत प्यारा सा बाबा के लिए के साथ का गीत है, प्रभु मिलन का प्यारा मौसम है, प्यारा मौसम है। मधुर वाणी
ग्रुप
पहली मुलाकात में हमें खुशियों से इतना भर दिया, वो बाबा शिक्षाओं की सौगातों से हमें भरपूर कर दिया। एक बार जोरदार ताली बजा के हम सभी प्यारे बाप दादा का वेलकम करते हैं।
बधाई बाबा, वेलकम।
प्रभु मिलन का प्यारा मौसम बरसाना आया है, रूहानी मस्ती में झूमते दिल ने तराना गाया है। Happy welcome,
happy welcome,
happy welcome, Baba welcome, Baba welcome. मनाएंगे उनकी याद में, उनके प्यार में हम सारे खो जाएंगे। यही सवेरे से लबों पर गीत सुहाना आया है, डायमंड बाबा के स्वागत में डायमंड हॉल सजाया है। हैप्पी वेलकम,
हैप्पी वेलकम,
हैप्पी वेलकम बाबा, वेलकम बाबा, वेलकम। साकार मिलन, साकार से अव्यक्त मिलन, अव्यक्त से साकार मिलन, अव्यक्त से अव्यक्त मिलन हम मिलते रहेंगे वादा वही निभाया है डायमंड बाबा के स्वागत में डायमंड हॉल सजाया है हैप्पी वेलकम
हैप्पी वेलकम
हैप्पी वेलकम बाबा वेलकम बाबा वेलकम पहली दृष्टि पहली ही मुलाकात में शक्ति दी वरदान दिए हम मीठी मीठी बात में सबने परमानंद को पाया है डायमंड बाबा के स्वागत में डायमंड हॉल सजाया है प्रभु मिलन का प्यारा मौसम बरसाना आया है रूहानी मस्ती में झूमते दिल ने तराना गाया है आए दूर से बाबा मिलने आया है डायमंड बाबा के स्वागत में डायमंड हॉल सजाया है हैप्पी वेलकम
हैप्पी वेलकम
बाबा वेलकम हैप्पी वेलकम
हैप्पी
वेलकम बाबा वेलकम बाबा वेलकम बाबा वेलकम बाबा वेलकम बाबा वेलकम
प्यारे बाबा का बहुत बहुत स्वागत है बाबा बच्चों को कितना प्यार करते हैं और प्यार में ही समा देते हैं अभी हम देख रहे हैं सभी बच्चे बाबा के बच्चे बाप के स्नेह में खोए हुए हैं There is one announcement for double foreigners. Sisters and brothers.
Sisters and brothers.
Listen carefully.
Please listen carefully.
Those double foreign sisters and brothers, when you leave the Diamond Hall, make sure check your belongings. Don't forget your belongings. Make sure check your belongings before leave the hall. इसके बाद हम सुनेंगे आदरणीय दादी रतन मोहिनी जी से
नौ
बोल बाबा ने तो कितने वरदान दिए बाबा और दादियों
बाबा हैज गिवन सो मेनी ब्लेसिंग्स एंड फ्रॉम बाबा एंड दादीज वी ऑलवेज रिसीव कंप्लीट ब्लेसिंग्स Once again, I'm repeating, all brothers and sisters till now who has not taken sogat, please collect their sogat in the morning, tomorrow after breakfast. And all teachers, please listen carefully that after breakfast, all teachers need to go to Gyan Murti. Where everybody will get their tolis. Now we'll listen from Dadi Ratan Mohini Ji, and later we will listen to our brother Nirvair Bhai Ji.
Yeah.
सभी ने बाप दादा का
ऑल ऑफ यू
स्नेह मिलन मनाया
हैव सेलिब्रेटेड बाप दादा फ्रेंडली मीट मिलन
सुने हैं
And have listened to Baba's songs. Sweet, sweet.
Baba ne.
Baba.
Kitne. Meethi baatein.
Has shared so many sweet words.
Sunayi hai.
To all of us.
जो बाबा ने कितनी मीठी
बाबा हैज शेयर्ड सो मेनी स्वीट वर्ड्स
मीठी
स्वीट
बाबा ने कितनी मीठी
Sweet, sweet Baba has shared so many sweet words.
Son, jo mahavakya.
The mahavakya.
Usse, usse, bar bar.
The mahavakya. We need to.
जो नशा कायम रहेगा
वी नीड टू रिमेम्बर बाप दादास वर्ड्स एंड गेट इंटॉक्सिकेटेड
बार बार स्मरण करें तो नशा
इफ वी रिमेम्बर बाप दादास वर्ड्स देन वी विल रिमेन इंटॉक्सिकेटेड
माना
Brahman's life means
Kayam Rahega.
Be in that bliss, in that divine intoxication. Brahman's life means
Jivan Wala.
Blissful life every second. Om Shanti.
ओम शांति
ओम शांति
सभी बहने और भाई प्लीज
ऑल ब्रदर्स एंड सिस्टर्स प्लीज से ओम शांति Brothers and sisters of Indore and Raipur, a lot. Congratulations and badhai. Greetings.
Renovated hall ka udghatan officially ho gaya.
So today, the inauguration of the new Diamond Hall has become officially all the changes, transformation that you are able to see and hear. Voice is clear, lighting is clear. So we are thanking Sudhir brother for this.
काफी उनके साथ में और भी भाई बहने हैं लेकिन
there were many other brothers and sisters along with him but especially
मुनि बहने भी उनको पूरा सहयोग
even मुनि दीदी has given support and all that you can see today while sitting here this I can see the stage The stage is really nice. Voice is very clear and audible. No matter how much you are gossiping among yourselves, but here it's very, very audible. And Bab Dada's divine word. Who has said many years ago, we need to reflect and think to what extent we have followed their words and we have fulfilled their wishes and how much we have accepted their greetings from our heart. Whether they are Indians or brothers and sisters who are from abroad, among all of them, there is one goal that they get attached to Baba. They get all the blessings from Baba and become one, and become just like one. And when everybody becomes one, then that unity, the strength of that unity will transform the entire universe and will be able to hoist the flag of Shiv Baba everywhere. And that's why this time in the Indore-Raipur zone is the medium but through everybody through all of you this message will reach everyone Baba's wishes fulfilling Baba's wishes is what we all need to think There are many words. Brother was telling me in my ears that Brijmohan brother. They are thinking with that greatness. Then we need to be able to see ourselves in our true self. And our true self is that divine light. And if we strengthen and believe that thought and we start seeing each and everybody with that point of view, then very, very, very quickly we will be able to fulfill Baba's wishes. An intention and all our penance will be fulfilled. Om Shanti.
बहुत सुंदर और अभी अनुरोध कर रही हूँ हम सर्व की स्नेही मुन्नी बहन जी से चंद शब्दों में
Let's listen to Munni sisters.
समक्ष प्रकट करें मुन्नी बहन जी
ओम शांति।
ओम शांति।
प्यारे बाप दादा से
स्वीट
के बाद
स्वीट बाप दादा
सभी बच्चों की
आफ्टर सिक्स मंथ
मुलाकात हो रही है।
वी वर एबल टू इंटरैक्ट विद द चिल्ड्रन
हमें भी बहुत
And so greetings to all of you, and we are all happy that till the time Sangam's there, Bab Dada will meet all sweet children of Bab Dada. And till then, no matter whatever the medium is, whatever the format is, we all will be meeting Bab Dada, and that too in the home of all of us of Bab Dada that at Madhuban. And I'm happy that the new stage got inaugurated today and Bab Dada's Milan is today and the first stage meeting. I'm really happy and with the blessings and the good thoughts of everybody, this yajna will go forward, have been going forward. Om Shanti.
Shukriya Munni Behen.
Thank you Munni Didi. We request Divine Soul Mohini Didi. That at the beginning of Bab Dada season, let's listen to Divine Soul Sister Mohini Didi. ओम शांति।
अगर सभी थोड़ा सा साइलेंस में रहें,
इफ ऑल ऑफ यू कैन प्लीज मेंटेन साइलेंस देन इट विल बी रियली गुड।
आप सभी
आई रिक्वेस्ट ऑल ऑफ यू
सौभाग्यशाली हैं
टू मेंटेन साइलेंस। ऑल ऑफ यू आर रियली लकी दैट फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल
स्वागत करने का
You got a chance to welcome Baba. You will get this chance in every cycle, every kalp. In many ways, Baba has given many directions and work as well. I believe that whichever group is in front of us, Baba always says in front of them that you sit and reflect, and that's really important. One, first and foremost, Baba has said that destroy all the ignorant or wasteful thought, and second, open the gates of Mukti Dham. We all know that at this moment in this world there's a lot of disturbance. And not only just disturbance, but a lot of hinsa. Thousands and thousands of souls are leaving their mortal bodies. So Baba always says many times that why are the gates not opening? The current situations, while looking at all these situations, we need to determine and take a strong oath that all of us, brothers and sisters, and decide and fix and believe that all the gates of Mukti Dham are opening, and the gates are opening for all of us. And then we will determine and we'll believe this and we will go from here. Om Shanti. Thank you for giving inspiration and telling us about strong determination and willpower. Honorable sister, divine sister, Jayanti Didi is among us. Divine soul sister Jayanti Didi will now be speaking.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Bahut hi sundar scene thi.
Such a beautiful scene when thousands of us have sat together and we were watching Baba's videos. There was a pin drop silence when Avyakt Bab Dada's Brahmani was here. Even then, everybody used to experience that strength of silence. Even today, there was that strength of silence. It's as if Bab Dada were exactly with us. That ocean of love, with a lot of love, train us, teach us, and we have seen that Baba give us that divine love, and with that love we transform. If that divine ocean of love is not there, then we cannot become divine angels. Today, Bab Dada, and Bab Dada has reminded us that whenever we destroy our wasteful thoughts, then only all souls will be able to attain that high state, and that gate of Mukti Dham will open. Om Shanti. Very beautiful for reminding us Bab Dada's words in a beautiful way. Honorable brother Brij Mohan Bhai, we request him to speak from your heart and inspire us and fill us and fill our bags with your powerful word and inspiration.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Sabhi behan bhai ek bari bolo Om Shanti.
All brothers and sisters, please say Om Shanti so that we can stabilize in our peaceful state. Say Om Shanti. Now all of us have not become stable in peaceful state. Please repeat Om Shanti. Today's divine Baba's Murli, though we have listened to video, but it was appearing as if Bab Dada in person through that video were meeting us. I was thinking, if in Bhakti Mark, Baba can give a glimpse through statues or idols, then Bab Dada can definitely through video, can present himself through the video and meet new children as well. Anyway, the children who are farther from the screen, they listen to the screen. So this is one experience, and the second experience is that today's Murli is for our state today. That is the reason we have seen that our sweet Bab Dada love filled us with love and told us that with this love that we should transform with this love all our sanskaras and then transform the world as well. And that is the reason whenever Brahma Baba, look at him as an example, and when he was weak, and if any weaknesses happened, he used to always think in a positive, and positive thought. And since we are their children, that is the reason, without looking at anything else, we need to think in positive way and have that friendly thought and then transform others. The third thing is, he has told about the sudden thing, that many times we see all these things in the world, but then we need to think about sudden, and that is the reason always study say that we need to go to our home, and with that determination Brahma Dada's birth itself has happened with that determination, and all the gates for to heaven should open for all of us, for all the children, and that has not opened because that hasn't opened for us. We need to decide when the gates will open. Again today the main thought is free from wasteful thoughts. If we always determine, that we will be destroying the wasteful thoughts, and be aware of our thoughts and be focused on Srimat, then all our wasteful thoughts will convert into positivity, and very quickly we will be able to transform this world and dispel the darkness and the sadness in this world. And from today's Murli, Bab Dada has clearly said that there are many brothers and sisters that we need to look at each brother and sister as of centers, as our own brothers and sisters. Om Shanti.
बहुत सुंदर सारी मुरली हम सभी को रिवाइज करवा दी, बहुत बहुत शुक्रिया.
अभी थैंक यू फॉर रिवाइजिंग द एंटायरली मुरली एंड थैंक यू फॉर दैट. नाउ फॉर 3 मिनट्स ऑल ऑफ अस वी विल सिट इन साइलेंस.
खुशहाल कर दिया, हाँ खुशहाल कर दिया. हो तो बाबा आपने कमाल कर दिया, हमारे बाबा आपने कमाल कर दिया.